يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين كفروا وقالوا لإخوانهم إذا ضربوا في الأرض أو كانوا غزا لو كانوا عندنا ما ماتوا وما قتلوا ليجعل الله ذلك حسرة في قلوبهم والله يحيي ويميت والله بما تعملون بصير.
Believers, do not behave like those who disbelieved and say to their brothers who meet some mishap in the course of their journey for fighting, had they remained with us, they would not have died nor been slain. Allah makes such thoughts the cause of deep regrets in their hearts, for in truth it is Allah alone who grants life and deals death. Allah sees all that you do. Allah makes such thoughts the cause of deep regrets in their hearts. Such ideas had no solid ground. God's decree regarding the time of one's death cannot be deferred. Those who lack faith in God and think that everything is dependent on their own scheming and effort rather than on the overpowering will of God become victims of perpetual remorse, since they never cease to reflect how a slightly different circumstance or slightly altered strategy could have led to an altogether different and wholesome result.
وَلَئِن قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ لَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ.
And were you to be slain or to die in the way of Allah, then surely Allah's forgiveness and mercy are better than all the goods they amass.
وَلَئِن مُتْتُمْ أَوْ قُتِلْتُمْ لَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
And were you to die or be slain, it is to Allah that you will all be mustered.
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ.
It was thanks to Allah's mercy that you were gentle to them. Had you been rough, hard-hearted, they would have surely scattered away from you. So pardon them and pray for their forgiveness and take counsel from them in matters of importance. And when you are resolved on a course of action, place your trust in Allah. Surely Allah loves those who put their trust in Him.
إِن يَنصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
If Allah helps you, none shall prevail over you. If He forsakes you, then who can help you? It is in Allah that the believers should put their trust.
وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَن يَغُلَّ وَمَن يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
It is not for a prophet to defraud, and whoever defrauds shall bring with him the fruits of his fraud on the day of resurrection, when every human being shall be paid in full what he has earned, and shall not be wronged. It is not for a prophet to defraud. When the archers, whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, had posted to defend the army against any attack from the rear, saw that the spoils of the enemy were being collected, they feared that the spoils might fall in their entirety to the lot of the soldiers who were then collecting them, and that they might therefore be deprived of their share. It was this idea which had impelled them to leave their posts. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, returned to Medina after the battle, he asked them to explain the cause of their disobedience. When he had heard their unconvincing stories, he told them, "You thought that we would act dishonestly and would not deliver you your share." The verse alludes to this here. The purpose is to impress upon them that the messenger of God himself was the commander of their army, that all their affairs were in his hands alone. What made them feel that their interests were not secure even in the hands of God's messenger? Did they think that a division of spoils under the direct supervision of the prophet, peace be upon him, would be made in any manner other than that dictated by absolute honesty, trustworthiness, and justice?
أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ كَمَنْ بَاءَ بِسَخَطٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
Is he who follows the good pleasure of Allah like him who is laden with Allah's wrath and whose abode is hell? How evil that is for a resting place.
هُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
They vary greatly in rank in the sight of Allah, and Allah sees what they do.
لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
Surely Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when He raised from among them a messenger to recite to them His signs and to purify them and to teach them the book and wisdom. For before that, they were in manifest error.
أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّا هَذَا قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
And how come, when a calamity befell you, you began to ask, "How has this come about?" Even though the enemy has suffered at your hands in the battle of Badr, double what you have suffered. Say, "This calamity has been brought about by yourselves. Surely Allah is all powerful." How has this come about? The more high-ranking companions were too well aware of reality to fall prey to any misunderstandings. The ordinary believers, however, had thought that as long as God's messenger was in their midst, and as long as they enjoyed God's support and help, the unbelievers could never triumph over them. Hence, when they suffered defeat at the Battle of Uhud, their expectations were shaken, and they began to wonder why things had taken the course they had. They wondered why they had been defeated even though they had fought for the sake of God's true religion with God's support, and the messenger of God was with them on the battlefield. Furthermore, they were worried that the defeat had been at the hands of those who were out to destroy God's true religion. These verses seek to allay this sense of anxiety and rid their minds of doubt and suspicion. In the Battle of Badr, double what you have suffered. In the Battle of Uhud, 70 Muslims were martyred. In the Battle of Badr, 70 unbelievers were killed and 70 taken as captives. Say, "This calamity has been brought about by yourselves." The calamity that had befallen them was the outcome of their own weaknesses and mistakes. They had not remained sufficiently patient. They had acted in certain respects in a manner inconsistent with the dictates of piety. They had disobeyed the command that had been given to them. They were lured by material wealth, and they disputed and quarreled among themselves. After all this, was it still necessary to ask what caused the debacle? Surely, Allah is all-powerful. If God has the power to make them victorious, He also has the power to bring about their defeat.
وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ فبإذن الله وليعلم المؤمنين.
What befell you on the day when the two hosts met was by the leave of Allah, and in order that He might mark out those who believe.
وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ ادْفَعُوا قَالُوا لَوْ نَعْلَمُ قِتَالًا لَاتَّبَعْنَاكُمْ هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَكْتُمُونَ.
And those who are hypocrites. And when these hypocrites were asked, "Come and fight in the way of Allah, or at least defend yourselves," they answered, "If we but knew that there would be fighting, we would certainly have followed." They were nearer then to infidelity than to faith. They utter from their mouths what is not in their hearts. Allah knows well what they conceal. If we but knew that there would be fighting, we would certainly have followed. When Abdullah bin Ubay decided to withdraw from the battlefield with his men, several Muslims attempted to persuade him not to do so. Ibn Ubay replied that he was sure that there would be no fighting that day, and he assured them that had he expected fighting to take place, he would have gone along with them.
الذين قالوا لإخوانهم وقعدوا لو أطاعونا ما قتلوا قل فادرؤوا عن أنفسكم الموت إن كنتم صادقين.
These are the ones who stayed away, saying about their brothers, "Had they followed us, they would not have been slain." Say, if you speak the truth, then avert death when it comes to you.
وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ.
Think not of those slain in the way of Allah as dead. Indeed, they are living, and with their Lord they have their sustenance. Think not of those slain in the way of Allah as dead. For an explanation, see Surah 2, N-155 above.
فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Rejoicing in what Allah has bestowed upon them out of His bounty, jubilant that neither fear nor grief shall come upon the believers left behind in the world who have not yet joined them. Rejoicing in what Allah has bestowed upon them out of His bounty. There is a tradition from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he who leaves the world after having lived righteously is greeted with a life so felicitous that he never wishes to return to the world. The only exception to this are martyrs, who wish to be sent back to the world so that they may once again attain martyrdom and thereby enjoy that unique joy, bliss, and ecstasy which one experiences at the time of laying down one's life for God.
يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
They rejoice at the favors and bounties of Allah, and at the awareness that Allah will not cause the reward of the believers to be lost.